Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Would you please be seated? So as I said at the beginning, I'm going to be giving the rector's report now, just in case you cannot stay for the meeting after the service. And so I think it goes without saying, and this might be an understatement, that there was a lot of change at Holy Spirit in 2025. But as you know, even when change is good, it's still stressful. Change always brings anxiety. Change brings questions we don't always know how to answer, much less how to ask. Now, the good news that we gather to proclaim in word and deed week after week is that God has not changed. His purposes for the world remain the same. The light of the world, Jesus Christ, is shining in our hearts so that we might be part of his reconciling work in the world. Through everything we've carried this year, God has been faithful, steady, when we have felt unsteady. So this is the question I want to name this morning, and I want us to try to answer. How has all this change affected Holy Spirit, and how will we move forward together? So, first of all, signs of strength and good change. Even in a demanding year, God has given us real gifts, visible improvements, faithful service, and quiet perseverance. Among the good changes in 2025, some facilities improvements. You might have noticed that you can now see us up here. These lights have been replaced. There are now dimmable lights throughout the nave. We've repaired some air conditionings, and when the organ gave out suddenly right before Christmas, we got that worked on too. And a kitchen, who after, oh Lord, how many decades, finally has an up-to-code fire suppression system. On the ministry side, deepening relationships with our communities, and these conversations led to concrete ministry plans for this year. Sending our first two vergers to their first national vergers conference. For those of you who don't know what a verger is, these are like masters of ceremony. And Bethy Timmons and Carl Spain are our two vergers. They have been a huge help since they began their ministry. And outdoor stations of the cross during Lent that was put on by our lead team. A music that makes community workshop that drew people from our community and surrounding cities. Work days in Pentecost Park and the prayer garden, hymn sings, hosting the first Waco meeting of the Neurodivergent Friends group that has continued to meet off-site, but it was a pleasure to host their first meeting, hosting a $3 lunch for our community, renewing our photos in Breeze, and launching a community choir called Voices of Friendship, which brings seniors and their caregivers together to sing. Also, the steady work of volunteers and lay leaders. Much of what held this parish together this year happened because people simply showed up and carried what needed carrying, including youth members stepping up to help with our audiovisual on Sunday mornings, the start of the Holy Spirit book nook, restarting the blessing of the animals, working out new counting processes for greater efficiency and transparency, rolling out the first class in a series of classes and kind of Holy Spirit 101. And one of our own began training for ordination to the diaconate this year. If you're hearing this and thinking, yes, but it still felt heavy, you're not wrong. Which brings us to the hard changes. I did the math, and by the end of 2025, Holy Spirit experienced 8 turnovers in 7 months. There are good turnovers, and there are hard turnovers, but there's no such thing as an easy turnover in an organization, and to have so many packed into the last 7 months of the year has been especially difficult. Father Larry Adams Thompson retired from active ministry. This was a happy transition and one we celebrated with gratitude. Sherry, our longtime business administrator, retired. Delois Campbell, our long-term nursery worker, resigned. We said goodbye to Melvin Hampton, who was cleaning up trash in Pentecost Park, to Jennifer Giles Kemper, our interim business administrator, to Morgan Mitchell, one of our nursery workers, who moved home, to Amal Marks, our parish administrator, who resigned in December as we realized the role was not a good fit, and Dr. Kayla Garrett, finally, our senior warden and ministry intern, moved to Oklahoma in December. Add to that the goodbyes we said to Sam Wong and A.J. Smurara. I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce that, Rebecca. Rebecca's son, A.J., who went to college. And add to that the funerals we had for Barbara Burr, Billy Nininger, Pat Flaherty, and Vic Tupart. And add to that the death of loved ones outside the church. And add to that the various illnesses and other hardships that have weighed us down. That is a lot for any church in any year. And all this change and loss created uncertainty, extra workload, and real fatigue. It's one of the reasons I am pausing 10 minutes with Jesus and adding videos to the Thursday email. And while we are simplifying that email and the Narthex announcement slides, just simplifying things again, we need to focus on the most important things. And I want you to know I understand how heavy this has been. I've carried it alongside you. I felt it deep in my spirit. It has required real growth on my part. Some of you have remarked on the change for the better in my preaching. I'm grateful for that. But there has also been what I hope was a less obvious sadness and weariness in me. And I know I'm not alone. And together, by God's grace, there's a way forward. So when everything feels unstable, it helps to name what will remain steady. Here are three anchors I believe God is giving us right now. Number one, the prayers will be said. This isn't in my notes, but I'll tell you a story. My very first Episcopal church was in Nashville, Tennessee, St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church. I'd become an Episcopalian because at a rough time in my spiritual life, I had found the Book of Common Prayer, and for the first time in my life, I was able to read my Bible and pray every day. So when we arrived at St. Bartholomew's in Nashville and the rector decided to start hosting morning prayer again in the church, I put my hand up. I think I came in on Mondays, drove the 20 minutes across Nashville traffic to lead morning prayer. And he said, "Jason, you're leading morning prayer. At the set time, you will stand up and begin. It doesn't matter if anyone's in the room because the prayers will be said." No matter what, we are called to become and share Jesus' good news in this place. And the heart of that calling is worship and prayer. So we are keeping morning and evening prayer going as consistently as we can. Every Sunday, we gather to celebrate the Eucharist. And in February, we return to Wednesday night worship and healing prayer. If Holy Spirit did only one thing, it would still be this. We say the prayers. We take seriously our calling as God's priestly people in this community. This is our gift and our task. So first of all, the prayers will be said. Second of all, more practically, the financial reports will get run. Sherry's retirement created a sharp break in our administrative continuity. We attempted an interim solution, but we did not stabilize in time. Our bookkeeper, Lucas Sundahl, has been working diligently to bring our books into order. Much is in place, but detailed work still needs to be completed, much to my chagrin. As we strengthen our financial systems again, we should expect more transparency and more conversation, especially in our next family meeting, so that we face our finances clearly and together. I will present an overview of the 2026 budget during today's meeting and answer any questions that I can. Soon, a team will begin reviewing our whole financial picture to give feedback for our next 5 years together. Administration is hard in the best of times, and without the right people in the right seats, it becomes harder still. But we are moving again towards stability. The prayers will be said, the financial reports will get run, and sisters and brothers, thanks be to God, Easter will come. At Christmas, the church dares to say that light enters the world precisely when the world was darkest. And at Easter, we dare to say something even more, that not even death gets the last word over God. We experienced a lot of death last year, real and metaphorical death, but Easter is coming. So I want to spend the last part of our time together looking at how that Easter morning is already starting to dawn. In recent conversations with our community, two needs came through clearly. Isolation. So, and I, when I say conversations with our community, I'm talking about conversations with representatives from the county, the city, Waco ISD, and McLennan Community College. Two needs in our larger community came through clearly. One is isolation, so a need for neighborliness and connection. And a second was the difficulty of speaking with people we disagree with, and staying human while we do it. Those needs are shaping several initiatives for this ministry year. The first is Wisdom Wednesdays, which we'll launch this spring, a series of Wednesday night gatherings aimed at helping people meet one another while growing as human beings. In the first session, in partnership with the Methodist Children's Home, we will offer parenting classes alongside some children's programming. This is community-facing formation, practical, relational, hopeful. We're also launching Outside the Silos, a series of guided conversations designed to help us practice something our world desperately needs, meaningful dialogue across difference, meaningful dialogue across the silos we put ourselves in. So you should receive a survey soon from Dr. Rebecca Erickson asking for feedback, whether you'd like to participate, and which topics you hope we'll take up. In 2021, so 5 years ago, for our current five-year plan, we used the congregational assessment tool from the church consulting company, Holy Cow. I don't know. That's a silly name to call yourself. This year, we begin our five-year vision work with a different instrument, the Renewal Work Spiritual Life Inventory from Forward Movement and Episcopal Publishing House. The Spiritual Life Inventory is not primarily about programs or preferences. It helps us understand the current shape of our spiritual lives, personally and corporately, so we can respond intentionally to what God is doing among us. You should receive an email with a link to the survey today. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes to fill out. If you need a paper copy, I can provide those for you. And everyone in a household can take it, youth and adults. The same link works for multiple submissions, and the survey closes in 3 weeks on February the 8th. We need 45 or 50 responses for meaningful results. But this is just step one of this year of planning for our next season of ministry. We will begin sharing and reflecting on the results of this time during Lent, and it will inform preaching and formation as we move through the season. After Pentecost, we'll offer a simple summer prayer guide as we prepare for intentional planning. Then in the fall, we'll conduct interviews and hold an annual planning day, currently targeted for September 19th. Where we'll take all of this input and discern together where God is calling Holy Spirit for the next 5 years of ministry. Now, one important change. For the last 2 years, we've done interviews and planning annually, and many of you told us that it's heavy and that annual cycles can feel repetitive. So we are shifting the deep discernment work, which we've been doing every year. We're going to be shifting that to a 5-year rhythm with vestry and staff, and of course, lay involvement, carrying those 5-year goals forward into annual goals and quarterly goals in alignment with the shared vision that we pull together this year. And there are also several tangible kind of green shoots sprouting up out of the ground that point to a stronger future. So there are some new audiovisual and streaming and sound improvements planned for the nave to be installed, hopefully this quarter. They were approved by the vestry last year. The little free pantry, a little way for us to meet some of the needs of hunger in our community, is moving toward installation. Our interim parish administrator, Dee Whalen, is serving with competence and a steady presence. I want to honor and give thanks for the faithful and creative leadership of the people on my staff team, my ministry team, Rebecca Erickson and Carl Spain. And speaking of Carl, I've meant to announce this to the congregation multiple times, but he was admitted to postulancy in the Diocese of Texas and will begin training for ordination to the diaconate in the fall. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
I cannot overstate what it means to feel stability returning. I'm seeing renewed energy in our staff and lay leaders. It feels like the light born at Christmas is growing, quietly, steadily, truly. And yes, siblings, Easter will come. And if you're wondering what faithfulness looks like in a season like this, it may be simpler than we think. First, keep showing up to prayer and worship. The prayers will be said, and God is honored by the sacrifice of time and energy and praise that we offer him here week after week. Come say those prayers with us. Second, stay engaged and informed. The financial reports will get run, and we will talk together as a parish family. We will need your help in this season. And finally, take the spiritual life inventory as soon as it arrives. I would love to see everyone who is able complete it by the end of tomorrow. I am prone to wish for impossible things. I'll send weekly reminders, but please take this seriously. This is something that's vital for our planning this year. So let's begin well. Saint Ignatius Loyola said that we resist the enemy by refusing the direction of despair, by going against what pulls us toward giving up. And there has been plenty this year that could have tempted us to give up. But friends, God hasn't changed. God still calls us by name. God still loves us. God still invites us into what's next because Easter is coming. So when the spiritual life inventory arrives in your inbox, fill it out. And let's walk this road together toward renewal, toward clarity, and toward the deep joy of resurrection life at Easter this year. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.